when he is being asking you to pranam, why not doing pranam to demigod? Demigod says, no, I will not do.
When Bhagavad requests again and again, as soon as did pranam, then but not into some pieces.
Devi.
Yeah. Why so? Because Advaitacharya Prabhu is Mahavishnu. So how the Devi can take pranam of
husband
and more than husband. So she could not tolerate it. So it turned into pieces and vanished from there. All becomes surprised. So he's not an ordinary boy. But in the future, he's a great personality. When he grew up gradually, and when Mahaprabhu, when he was in Kantipur, and saw the condition of the world very miserable, they're spending a lot of money, like wedding ceremony of cat or dog like this.
In Bengal.
And only drinking alcohol so much. Seeing this, his heart became melt. Oh, they are not chanting Bhagavan's name and doing so many nonsense things. So if Krishna will come, then he can change their mind. He told to Krishna, please come. If you not come, then I manifest my four arms. I make devastation in this world. He is thinking like this, and he found one slok in Adipuran. Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinite samatmanam bhakti bhu bhakta vatsala. If someone give tulasi and ganga water to Bhagavan, then Bhagavan will be pulled out in his hand. So he did so every day. Then Bhagavan was in his abode. His altar was shaking, was thora shaking. When Andhra is calling, he is bound to come. Otherwise, all incarnation of God is to come end of the millennium. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the beginning of millennium.
Enter the yoga.
Beginning of the yoga he came.
No, but normally end of the yoga.
Yeah, end of the millennium, but...
Millennium is different from yoga.
End of the yuga, but Mahaprabhu came in the beginning of yuga due to the calling of Advaitacharya Prabhu. And Mahaprabhu, when took birth, that very day, Advaitacharya Prabhu and his wife Sita Devi came to visit him. So many came, they came also. Then Mahaprabhu gradually going. And Mahaprabhu, another brother was Vishwarup. He was in the school of Advaitacharya Prabhu. Sometime he came late and Satyamaya asked Nimai, go and get your brother. So going in the toll of Advaitacharya Prabhu, Mahaprabhu and Balak baby Nimai used to pull Vishwarup Prabhu's cloth, Maya calling you. And he's pulling Vishwarup Prabhu's cloth and looking to Advaitacharya Prabhu as a banner. And he goes, who is this? Any man, mundane boy cannot steal my heart. Why my heart is going towards the boy? Suppose Mahaprabhu is telling, oh Advaitacharya, you don't know who am I? You are calling so much wholeheartedly, say bound to come giving up Vaikuntha planet. And you could not recognize me? Wait a little. They will come and recognize me. Always remembering the figure of the boy. Who is this boy? Without my effort, he's stealing my heart. And gradually Mahaprabhu more grew up. And Vishwarup Prabhu took sannyas. And Mahaprabhu, and in the meantime, Haridas Thakur, he came in Shantipur. He was in Puliya. According to Vedic tradition, during ritual ceremony of your forefather, first have to honor any respectable person. Advaitacharya Prabhu's father passed away, so he invited so many Brahmins. So many Brahmins saying, oh, I am the best. He maybe give the first honor to me, khap prasad to me. So many are thinking. Vaidyas Thakur was sitting outside of the house under a tree because he thought, oh, I am in Muslim family, I am low caste, if I go, all will be polluted. He was sitting outside of the house. Aditya Guru came by force and bring him inside and give a lot of honor and give first prasad to him. Seeing this, all Brahman became very disturbed and that, oh, we will not be here, we will not take any, even a drop of water from here, insulting us. They are shouting so much, going out. Then Samar told, you remember who is he? When he was a small boy, even doing pranam, then he got broken into pieces. If he go, then we will die, our wife will die, our children, everything will be finished. Devaridis came back again and took prasad. And Aditya Prabhu, when Mahaprabhu after Sannas in Jagannath Puri, almost every year used to go there to meet with him. When Mahaprabhu's time has come to disappear from this world, then he wrote one poem called Prahelika and gave it to Jagadananda Prabhu. And Jagadananda Prabhu, hearing this, began to laugh, could not understand. Then he gave to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu reading this, Aditya sent to Jagadananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu became very grave. After that, he became more grave. And Sarvajnana Prabhu asked Prabhu, what does it mean? And Mahaprabhu told Aditya is great archak, pujari. So according to puja, you have to worship, you have to invite your God, or if you have to ask him to go back again. So I don't know how to have this idea. Then everybody understood that they call Mahaprabhu, now time has come, have disappeared from this world. This is life history. Other hand, in the creation, for creation two things needed. One is called material cause, and other ingredient cause. Instrumental cause and ingredient cause to creation of this world. And Mahavishnu himself, instrumental cause. By this way, he created this world. And so many things about him, you heard something from the Gurudev.
Srila Thakurani knows something more.
In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vilanda appears to glorify very much the relationship of Vadita Charya and Vaidyananda Prabhu.
So many things.
There's so many things.
Yeah.
I remember one verse, I learned one time, it said, Acharya Matajay, Sai Matasar, Taragya Lagi Chale, Sai To Achar.
Yeah.
Saying that anyone who does not, I think he was somewhat speaking about the sons of Advaita who disobeyed him. And they said, anyone, it does not matter how much qualified they are, any type of qualification, if they disobey the Acharya, meaning Advaita Acharya, then all that qualification becomes completely useless. It has no use from that. And so many parts he explains how much Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, they had very beautiful exchanges. But he explained, anyone who takes the side of one Vaishnava and criticizes the other, thinking that their relationship is material, and such person will go to Nara directly. So many, many teachings in the life of Advaita Acharya and many parts.
And when Mahaprabhu took Sannyas,
Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya used to quarrel.
Because the relationship is very deep. Very based on prem, non material relationship. Like you and Tivika Maharaj, like this also.
You remember?
I heard only many times.
Navdeep Parikrama?
I've never seen, I only heard.
Bolta ami dekhi nai shunechi. Nityananda Prabhu.
Remember.
When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then Mahaprabhu want to go to Vrindavan.
Why Chaitanya? Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudari. Why?
One of the reasons was, my Maharaj explained, because of this Advaita Acharya, he also was coming. And I read in one of your books that you said, also Advaita Acharya he knew. He has desire to taste his moods of Radhika, so he called him like that. He also has some, so he thought, now is the time, I'll call him for this also.
triple chair.
He's also
and what is the definition of bhakti? he can tell also uttama bhakti definition.
Kamala can tell.
Anyagilasta
Sunyam, Janakarma, Janavitam, Anukulena Krishna Vikranam, Bhakti. Ask from Vice President also. You ask the only president, why not Vice President?
You can preach.
Adwaita
Acharya Prabhu ki.
I also have a question for Balamaha. Culture. Best understanding of Indian culture is Bengal, isn't it? So why do they marry cats in Bengal culture?
Because all the show the glory of the Acharya to how this is great, we can call Mahaprabhu.
Oh, but they were worshipping.
All are not mean same.
Oh, but it was random. I mean, even in Navadvip it was, isn't it? Well,
okay.
And after the at the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur again, they had this, isn't it? Degraded idea.